Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Our ninth voice in this series comes from a woman who grew up in Istanbul and now lives and teaches elementary school in New York. After an early marriage in the U.S., she met her current partner, a woman with whom she's raising three children. Her relationship is a source of estrangement between her and other family members. The Sufism of her native Turkey influences her personal faith and memories of Ramadan.
Okay, my name is Feruze Feyzan. I am from Turkey, and I've been living in the United States in New York City for the past 20-something years. Fasting is a very interesting experience. The fact that, first of all, it teaches you that you can do so much more than you think you can. It could be 90 degrees, and on a regular day, which is not Ramadan, on a regular day when you don't have to fast, you can't go without drinking water more than an hour. But during Ramadan, for some reason, you can. You can go the whole day, and at the end of the day, when you take that first sip of water, it is the sweetest thing in the world. That accomplishment that, wow, I can actually do this. That was always a big deal for me. Even as a young child, even though I didn't do the whole month, but I did a day here, a day there, I was like, wow, I could actually do this. If I can do this, God knows what else I can do. And fasting clears my mind. I can only talk for myself, but I feel that it really, I can concentrate more, and I can meditate much deeper. And the reason for this, as I read from an author from Turkey, Ahmed Hulusi, he explains it. He says, when you're not fasting, a lot of your blood and a lot of your bodily energy is around your intestines, your stomach, so you lose out on your brain loses out on a lot of energy. But once you stop input to the stomach, now your body can really heal other parts, and the brain can take as much energy as it needs and wants. So your thought is much clearer, and your understanding, when you read, when you meditate, you understand much more.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.